Claude held his finger closer to her, forcing her to look at the drops of blood. Rebecca took in a deep breath and jutted out her chin. "Mem will help you. I have to go to work, yeah?" An ache radiated from her stomach. How can I go through with this? With a whimper, Claude turned and scurried back downstairs. Rebecca urged herself to stay strong, to stick to the plan. Her hand trembled as she picked up a small hand mirror. She checked her hair and her cap, then returned the mirror to the dresser top and grabbed her purse. Her suitcase was already in the trunk of Laura's car. Laura had worked at the Garden Gate Cafe with Rebecca until she realized she could make three times as much money driving the Amish. The funniest part of Laura's new job was that no one realized her father used to be Amish, or knew Laura could understand everything they said in Pennsylvania Dutch. Rebecca grimaced. No doubt by tomorrow, everyone in Shipshawana would be talking about her leaving. These things didn't take long to get around. A truck door slammed, the noise coming from the gravel driveway outside. The sound of her older Bruder getting dropped off from his factory job told Rebecca she only had a few minutes to make it outside to the road before Laura arrived. She grabbed her sweater from the hook on the wall and hurried down the hallway, nearly jogging down the stairs to the first floor. In the kitchen, Mem bandaged Claude's finger. Rebecca wished she could walk over and give her mother a solid hug, like she used to do as a child. But Mem would know for certain that something was wrong. Instead, Rebecca offered them a quick wave. "Heading out?" Mem called, pausing Rebecca's steps. Rebecca turned, clutching her purse to her chest. "Yeah, Laura should be here any moment." Mem's eyebrows folded. "But I thought Wednesdays were your day off." She set the box of bandages on the table and took a step in Rebecca's direction. Claude whimpered but didn't say a word. Rebecca shrugged. "Ja, well, change of plans." She swallowed hard, hoping her emotion didn't show. Heat rose to her cheeks. Mem's gaze fixed on her. "Is everything all right? You haven't been yourself lately." "Ja, I'm fine. Everything's fine." She wanted to tell her Mem that she hadn't been herself since Claude's birth, since her sister's death, but Rebecca held her tongue. The matter was in God's hands. Rebecca just wished her pain and missing were in his hands, too. "Will you be home late?" Mem hurriedly asked. "We will miss you at the party. Didn't you have to work last year on your aunt's birthday, too?"
I can't remember, but I'll be home at the regular time. Don't wait up for me."
"And don't feel as if any of this was your fault," she wanted to add. The letter she'd left, tucked into the top of her trunk, would explain everything. Rebecca hurried out the front door before she changed her mind. Her eyes scanned the roadway, and she spotted Laura's white Buick approaching. Afternoon light glimmered off the freshly washed car, and Rebecca's heart sank. Laura only washed the car when she had a full day of taxiing. Even though the Amish didn't believe in being prideful, for some reason those in the community always called drivers with the nicest, cleanest cars first. Rebecca's light gray sweater hung over her arm, and her simple purse dangled from her shoulder. The autumn day was warm, but she refused to enjoy it, refused to take one last look back at her parents' farm. She half walked and half jogged toward the road as Laura slowed the car and pulled in the driveway. Rebecca hid her disappointment to see Fanny Peterschwin sitting in the front seat, with her daughter Karen sitting in the back seat. Rebecca glared at Laura through the side window, and Laura offered the slightest of shrugs as if to say, "A paying job is a paying job." Laura hadn't asked for money for all the rides she'd given Rebecca over the years. Rebecca had no right to complain. Every once in a while she'd bake something nice for her friend, and had often wished she could do more. But now she wished she could offer to fill Laura's gas tank, but Rebecca needed every penny for her future, for the journey ahead. Rebecca slid into the back seat and caught Fanny in the middle of a conversation with her daughter. "Maybe she has extra time on her hands with her two youngest leaving the Amish. They both got jobs up in Grand Rapids, but that'll bring only harm. I just hope their dad will be able to keep up with all the work on his farm alone. He might have to hire it out. Although I don't know how you can support a family doing that yet." 10 minutes later, Shipshawana loomed ahead, but the woman's mouth never slowed. Fanny didn't talk to Laura.